Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. From the 214, I've never seen, they said, or heard of Christmas Vacation. That is odd. If you've never seen it, I get that. And then from the 817, y'all, this stinks. Home Alone is way better. We still have people to this day who are upset about a Nuggets sauce bracket we did back in 2018.
Yeah.
So
who won that?
Ranch beat barbecue in the final, and people were upset. I imagine this will linger. Hopefully it'll make Home
Alone
better.
How far did Hot Mustard make it?
I would have to go back and check. I'm not sure. All right, I'm going to give you the option here. We could start with boxing or go into baseball nuggets. Do you have a preference?
You know what? Let's just get baseball out of the way.
All right. Now that's a tease. All right, so not exactly what I was hoping for, but let's fire up some baseball nuggets. Really appreciate that level of enthusiasm right there. Okay.
Well, I'm piggybacking off what Choppy said in the morning show.
All right.
Like, so, why are we not more mad about the Rangers and the fact that they don't do anything? I complained about this last year, and it's just the Rangers.
I think the reason why I'm not mad is because we knew that this was coming all year. But you're right. It does suck.
You're in Dallas. Spend some money.
Number four market. Let's go. If, in case you're curious, first pitcher-catcher workout will be February 10th with the first full squad workout coming up February 15th. So we're less than 2 months away.
Dang.
And the Rangers announced their team award recipients for 2025. Player of the Year, Wyatt Langford. I think this next answer was kind of soft. They had co-pitchers of the year.
Who's the
pitcher of the year for the Rangers?
I mean, I'm guessing it's got to be DeGrom.
Yep.
It's got to be DeGrom and Eovaldi.
Yes, but who should it have been? That is correct. They voted DeGrom and Eovaldi. Who would you pick if it was a Highlander situation?
Robert Garcia.
I have not thrown this pen at Robert Garcia all day. I would have picked Jacob DeGrom, but good to know. Rookie of the Year, Jack Leiter.
He'd be my second choice.
Okay. Jim Sundberg Community Achievement Award, Corey Seager. The Good Guy Award goes to Jake Berger and the Hardest Working Ranger,
Josh Smith.
Jacob Blatz. No, because I think they're worried that Josh Smith stops in August.
Man, look, Josh Smith worked his ass off last year.
No, he did. He played his ass off. But the idea of him being a starter right now confuses me to no end since he falls off a cliff production-wise starting in August.
He does. He does.
So we need to figure that out.
Tell you what, though, he's got a great glove. something to be said for that.
I mean, look,
you kept throwing Adolis out there in right field, even though he couldn't hit his way out of a wet paper sack.
I am glad that Josh Smith is on the team. I just think we need to figure out a way to avoid the swoon.
I mean, look, right now, based off of that tweet that went out the other day, outside of the fact it's going to be a rather melatonin-less lineup.
Man, are you in that group too?
I mean, I saw what I saw.
Did you say melatonin?
You heard me.
Makes you sleep at night, Fred.
And yet I understood exactly.
You know exactly where I was going with
that.
Yeah. Exactly where I was going with that.
We've already spent too much time together.
Where's Ezekiel Duran at when you need him? For crying out loud.
Actually, maybe that's a fair question. All right. In other baseball news, though, I feel like this could be a lost cause now. The St. Louis Cardinals went ahead and signed Dustin May, former World Series champion pitcher. We've actually had him on the show in the past. And then have you seen the youth movement with the Washington Nationals?
I have not.
All right. So they hired Ani Kalambi as their new general manager. Rude. Their manager is 33. Their president of baseball operations is 35. It's not just the team. It's the front office. They're going youth movement.
I'm here for it.
Okay. That shrug.
I'm here for it.
Really led me to believe that you are here for it.
Look, I'm all in on the Rangers this year. I got to get my Rangers tattoo. So
are you? Even though you just said they're too white, and why have they done anything?
They are. But, look, I mean, hell, 6 months out of the year, we got to get excited about it. And we got to start coming up with the storylines. So, Kamar Rocker wins 10 games. Who with me? Who's with me?
Oh, man, that is a bold
pick. You like
right
that?
There. Yes, I do.
Chris, CY, are you going to get a closer this year? I'll hang up and listen.
We don't have enough money.
Mm.
So they're going to get a whole bunch of relievers and see
more Robert Garcia?
Elevates. Yes.
Robert Garcia, put some respect on my man's name.
For a chunk of the season, he was very good.
He's a good setup guy.
Yeah. By the way, Tarek Skubal, Mason Miller, David Bednar, all added to Team USA for the World Baseball Classic.
I'm here for
and
it.
That'll be another interesting thing during spring training. You're going to see the World Baseball Classic go down as well. All right, let's go ahead and move over to some Combat Corner. Can you please give me cut number 7, Alec?
Let's see if Anthony Joshua can destroy the MMA champion in his lights out.
So, as we fire up a little Combat Corner here, what I really want to know to start, and then we'll go from there, are you guys invested in the Anthony Joshua-Jake Paul fight?
I am.
Okay, tell me more.
I mean, I don't know how much I'll be able to watch of it since I'll be on the air, but... Hey,
we have streaming options.
We do.
Up here.
No, we do. We do. I mean, I'll put the Netflix in there. I want to see if... Because Joshua should beat the brakes off of...
Correct. And did you see what he said? And this feels like different than just regular hype. Anthony Joshua said that this fight is a failure for him if he does not knock Jake Paul out in the first round.
Yeah. I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, it's absolutely a failure. I mean, he is a real boxer. We can question all day. You know, did he ever live up to his billing and what we thought he was going to be? I mean, I'm trying to think, oh boy, Ruiz that knocked him out or whatever it was in the Middle East five or six years ago?
Ruiz? Yeah.
And so, you know, yes. Does he look the part? Absolutely. You should. The only real boxer he's ever fought. And
Fury.
I'm talking about Jake Paul.
Lost to Tommy Fury. Yeah.
Okay? Who's a shell of what Anthony Joshua is. So Anthony Joshua should knock him out, theoretically, in the first, no later than the second round.
Meanwhile, Jake Paul has promised the biggest upset in the history of sports. Now, this is a serious question.
Good call by 972. He said the last Netflix fight didn't start till like midnight.
Oh, yeah. And
I should be okay then. You're right about that.
So there are a ton of fights on this, including two like legit fights in the co-main spots that are like actual, factual, top-level boxer versus top-level boxer.
He will sprinkle in a few actual fights every now and again.
No, absolutely.
So there is that.
And look, we talked about this before. Whether people like Jake Paul or not, the spotlight that he shined on women's boxing cannot be questioned. All right, let me ask you this then. I know that statistically the answer is no, because Jake Paul is more of like a 10-to-1 underdog in this. Do you think if Jake Paul were to defeat Anthony Joshua, do you personally feel like it would be a bigger upset than Buster Douglas?
No. No,
really?
Because
even though Buster Douglas is a real boxer.
Hell no, it wouldn't be. Because for one, that just tells me the fix was in.
Oh, you think that was a fixed fight?
No.
I got you.
That's the only way the only way Jake Paul is beating Anthony Joshua is if Joshua takes a dive.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
It.
All right.
That's it. Under no circumstance. Look, I appreciate what Jake Paul has done as far as, you know, becoming a pseudo amateur boxer that draws in millions of views and has helped, you know, to some extent. And boxing has done kind of a piss poor job of you know, being able to capitalize on this. Maybe they will at some point. Who knows? But Anthony Joshua should beat the you-know-what out of Jake Paul.
Alec, are you invested in this as a sporting event? Because I've made clear I am invested, and I kind of hate myself for it. Especially when it was going to be Anderson Silva against Chris Weidman. I know they've mixed that up just a little bit. But are you invested in this?
The second that the fight got announced, I told you I hate it. But I'm going to watch it.
Absolutely.
And for multiple reasons. One, you mentioned some of the real fights that are going to, some real marquee fights that are going to be on the undercard and some of the co-main events.
There are two multi-government body and ring championship fights. So those are like two real deal, legit world title fights.
Yeah. And like anytime I see Alicia Baumgartner's name pop up, I'm in. I think she's the next big thing in terms of women's combat sports. But at the same time, boxing has needed something like this. Whether it's not the exact answer I thought we were going to get in terms of making the sport popular again and bringing a megastar into the game. I didn't think it was going to be a social media influencer. I didn't think it was going to be a celebrity of any kind. But what he's doing for the game is incredible. And the presentation of it all. Netflix makes it feel like the biggest deal in the world. Yeah. Outside of the streaming issues that they might have had the first time around and a pair of butt cheeks later. Like, that felt important. The last time they did something like this. And I like big fight feel. It gives me that childhood nostalgia of, okay, there's a reason to get hyped and set aside your weekend to watch some boxing again.
Yeah, yeah. And look, I understand, and we've had this conversation round and round for people who are like, he's not a real boxer. I hear you. But I don't think there's anybody who can question he's at least the second biggest draw in the sport.
I mean, I would almost argue he's the biggest.
Yeah, and I would listen to that argument.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, and Canelo and Bud Crawford did huge numbers, and this is what I said. If the unfathomable happened and Jake Paul were to win, 100%, I think the next fight for him is Terrence Crawford. Even with the discussion of
Terrence
his
Crawford
retirement
might kill
yesterday.
Jake Paul.
He could. Absolutely.
Seriously. I mean, after what he did to Canelo.
Yeah.
He might kill Jake Paul.
I was at that fight.
You went to that fight?
Yeah, covering it for Press Row. Boom.
Yeah, I'm scared of you.
That's right. I got it like that. All right. Do you want a happy-go-lucky positive story or a not happy or anything positive sports story?
Give me the latter.
Ooh, okay. Let's go back to Sharon Moore. Now, more accusations continue to pop.
No pun intended.
I warned you.
More accusations.
Yes. He has now been alleged, again, just
alleged. Is this where I think I know where you're going with this.
The Michigan staffer alleged domestic violence during the relationship.
Yeah.
And this thing has just spiraled further and further out of control. And honestly, it's just sad. Like, regardless of which accusations are
true
or not, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's very sad. That's what I'm going to stick with. Now, positive story.
Yeah.
Happy-go-lucky story. Did you watch the videos of all the Mavericks riding around in their golf
carts? Oh, absolutely.
And Kyrie punching out like a little robot? Not really sure what that thing was.
Do we think the robot handlers were upset when he gave that robot a pretty hefty shove.
Anthony Joshua.
Yes, he did. And that, I mean, I was expecting the robot to get up. So right now I think we're okay against the machines, but you know, give it another 5-10 years.
Okay, what is
it could
your
be
general,
Terminator all over again.
What is your general thought about us as a society eventually getting
y'all better educate yourselves on this AI is all I got to say. Learn yourselves up.
I'm with you.
So I tell my kids, you better learn on this AI.
And also, I feel like every day there's a new development with AI that I'm like, whenever we write the end of our story, these will be the stories that are in there because we set this all up.
That and get yourself a German Shepherd. I mean, I just got done watching the original Terminator the other night. So learn up your AI and get you a German Shepherd. If you know, you know.
Okay. All right. I like that. Alec, were you kind of hoping that we would gift you a golf cart?
Oh, yeah. That would be really cool. Yeah. I've only driven one like twice. So...
I didn't get one for you. I'm really...
No, well, you got me something cool, though, so I appreciate
okay,
that.
Okay, that's yeah. true. And you never know. There could be more. On
from
the
469, was it the QT robot? It's the same one that It's that same one that's over
I hate that thing!
Oh!
Is that the one that's over in Austin that talks smack and does
I'm
all
I'm cleaning
the
floor.
Yeah.
Yes, I hear that.
I don't know.
And that's exactly... I'm cleaning the floor.
Hate that thing.
Why do you hate that thing?
I want to punt it as far as I humanly can.
Why?
Because it's so annoying. Because it goes everywhere that it's not supposed to. It's like you clearly see me here right in front of the carbonated beverages.
To you.
Yes, and it bumps into my ankles. I don't like it. It's like a Razor scooter on steroids with an annoying voice. Get out of my way, you stupid old robot.
Wow.
Jeez.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where you never quite know what's going to fire up somebody on the show. Coming up next, we bring you the Campus Connection with previews and picks for the opening round of the college football playoff. We will do that next right here on The Fan.
Play clock at one when he snaps it. Pressure comes. Simpson backpedals. Heaves to the end zone. Caught touchdown. Isaiah Horton. What a throw as the rush was closing in on him.
As the Hornets of Munster are about to win their Class 2A Division II title by defeating previously undefeated Shiner, we'll continue to keep an eye out on the Texas High School Football State Championships at AT&T Stadium. And as a reminder, tomorrow when we are at Taco Bueno in Flower Mound, we'll be giving away a couple pairs of tickets for the Texas High School Football State Championship. So hope you can join us out there tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Tomorrow, Taco Bueno in Flower Mound. Now, we bring back in Carter Freeman. Been very busy today. For the Campus Connection, we have got a lot of ground to cover. Do you want to start with football matchups? Do you want to tell people about yourself personally? Where do you want to go?
Let's go with football. We're finally, the CFP's here. Like, okay. That's what the people want.
All right. I know a lot of complaints about Tulane and James Madison. What is y'all's general interest level and thoughts on competitiveness of Tulane at Ole Miss and JMU against Oregon? I know obviously we've already seen one of these and it was not competitive at all.
Well, just as far as being mad that the two teams are in the playoff, this means that the system, like, this is the way that the system was set up. Mm. So whenever you were happy that the 12-team playoff came to be,
it came along with this.
This was always a possibility. It's the committee can't take into account the fact that the ACC is going to completely implode and that their conference champion isn't going to be one of the top five ranked teams, right? Oh. So because of that, like, this is what you signed up for. This was always a possibility. As far as competitiveness, Tulane was missing one of their best offensive linemen, and Jake Retzloff, their quarterback, was in his third game at the school when they played Ole Miss earlier in the season. So they lose that game by 5 touchdowns on the road. This game, yeah. I do not believe it's going to be that big of a spread this time around.
It's 17.5,
right? It's 17.5, but okay. I think after a full season of playing and learning how to play together, Tulane is going to be a better team now than they were whenever they played in September. And there's the Ole Miss factor where we're like...
I think we're totally underestimating that aspect.
Because Pete Golding is going to be coaching in his first ever game as head coach in this game. He's former Ole Miss defensive coordinator, takes over for Lane Kiffin. That is a huge mystery. Now, the talent gap is still pretty big because Ole Miss did win 11 games for a reason. So I do.
And the
still
only
expect
game they lost was to top 4 seeds.
So. In a game that they were up by double digits at several points. So it's not like they just got, one of my favorite phrases, mollywopped in that game. They were competitive for a lot of it. And that would be a rematch. Ole Miss would play Georgia again if they are to beat Tulane.
Do you think that game or the Oregon-James Madison, I know that spreads at 21, one of those is more likely to be competitive? Because you have another team in Oregon. Their only loss is to the number
Indiana.
One team in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen Tulane play a couple times this year. We watched them play and handle North Texas.
You're hated
to
North
all
Texas.
Our, well, yeah, I'm just saying. You know, I mean, I know we got so many, you know, North Texas, super fans around here.
Should I throw this out there
at the station? You got one alleged super fan here in the studio. Yeah,
Mestemaker played 2 ranked teams and threw 6 interceptions.
I'm sorry. What'd you say, Mr. Wolchuk? What'd you say? You heard me.
Why are you talking right now?
Whoa!
I mean, what is your deal? Who is right now one of the most coveted quarterbacks in the entire country in the portal? Drew Mestemaker. Yeah. All right? You wish you could have him at KU.
I would love to see him at KU.
You wish you could.
I would
so
love
you pipe down over there. All right, Rock Chalk.
I mean, look, it only took us 8 years to get rid of Jalen Daniels, so I totally get that. I don't know what to expect out of James Madison. I just know that Billy Napier's a new coach.
Okay.
All right. I think Oregon handles their business. I like Dan Lanning, and they're going to play what, Texas A&M?
No, they would play Texas Tech.
Texas Tech. That's right.
Classic
Texas Tech.
Orange Bowl matchup Oregon and Texas Tech.
I love it.
We crave that matchup in Miami, right?
I'm here for it.
The reason they put the Oregon-James Madison game as the late game on Saturday is because at the same time, there's Bears-Packers, right?
Yeah.
I believe that's the Saturday game we get this year of the NFL.
Yeah, because the earlier one is the Eagles game.
Yes, and that's when the Ole Miss Tulane
game is. So
there's going to be a lot of other things going on. That's why the A&M Miami game is at 11 Central, is because ESPN wants all eyes to be on that.
Yeah.
So I know you're going to go to the Oklahoma game. Obviously, I'm thoroughly invested in Texas A&M and Miami. How do y'all think those two games play out?
So for OU Alabama, the last 2 times OU has played Alabama, they've beaten them. But the only way that OU has scored in those games is off of short fields. They put together no long drives, but they did get 2 pick sixes, and they're 8-1 in the turnover differential in those games or something like that. It's a ridiculous disparity.
Yeah.
And that's what OU's done over the second half of the season, is when the offense has struggled. You know, it's one of the 3 facets, not great. Well, they have an elite defense. And they have elite special teams, too. They have the Lou Groza award-winning kicker and Tate Sandell, who can bomb 50-yard field goals like it's nothing. So you have the advantage in 2 of the 3 factors of the game. And Ty Simpson allegedly is dealing with an ankle sprain or some sort of injury that's hampered him over the last, you know, couple months of this season. For them to go on the road in the cold, it's going to be in the 50s for this game.
Yeah.
And especially seeing Alabama, they struggled it They struggled at Auburn as well.
Yeah.
They obviously struggled against Georgia in the SEC title game. I'm not buying into them going in and getting a big win. This is going to be a close game, and in a close game, I'm going to give the advantage to the home team. And OU had their worst performance against LSU, and they still won.
Yeah,
so I'm just buying into how good two of their three facets of the game are, and I think they will come away with the win tomorrow night.
Now, Texas A&M, also the home team, they have been really struggling down the stretch because I know they won against South Carolina, but it took a Herculean comeback for that to happen. And then they lost decisively to Texas on the road. They're still 3.5-point favorites, home field advantage. I have no doubt that place will be insane tomorrow, Saturday morning. How are we feeling about Miami, Texas A&M?
I think from a Texas A&M standpoint, right? I mean, your boy Marcel Reed, I think, has a lot to prove. And I think from the, you know, Colin Klein's gone, right? Yep. And so
he's going to coach in this game.
He's going to coach, right? So I think after what we saw from A&M in the UT game, do I think Miami is a better overall football team? I do. I really, really do. But I think Texas A&M being at home, I think defensively they'll do enough, all right? And I think as long as Marcel doesn't make any major mistakes and doesn't spit the seed, can move the offense the way they did, throughout most of the year, and plus the home field advantage, I'm no Carter Freeman at this, but give me Texas A&M. Gig 'em!
Love that.
Miami,
love that.
There was a point this season where I thought Miami was the best team in the country.
Yeah.
And then they lose to Louisville. They lose to SMU as well.
Both close games, but still.
Which at the time were like, maybe Miami's not actually that good. Well, those two teams they lost to ended up being in contention to go to the SEC title game. It's not like they lost to a 1-11, 2-12, 2-10 kind of team, right? So Miami recovers from that, blows out everyone on the rest of their schedule, does enough to where the committee eventually puts them in. I do still wonder about Carson Beck. He's been good this season, not great.
Yeah.
And A&M secondary is very good, in my opinion. A&M could be getting back Le'Veon Moss, their running back who's missed the second half of the season.
The rest of them are healthy.
He's a touchdown a game. And I think A&M's going to come out wanting to prove that they are what they think they are, right?
Absolutely.
Because they've been dogged for who they played. But in my opinion,
which is absurd. Their strength of schedule is actually really high.
But they're not. They haven't played the top half of the SEC.
Georgia, right?
SEC. And the one team with the winning record in SEC play, they did play Texas. They lost to. So I think coming off of that game, they've had enough time to look at the tape. Kind of get all their ducks in a row. They're going to want to prove that yes, we are the team. Start out 11-0. We're beating the crap out of all these bad teams we played. Yeah. Right. So I do think A&M's going to win. But look. Miami on the lines of scrimmage, Reuben Bain, their defensive end, and Francis Maioa, is that how you say his name, Wolchuk? The Miami offensive tackle. He's really, really good.
Maioa, apparently. Apparently it's a Noah. I didn't realize that until yesterday, but that's what we were told, Maioa.
This is why we have Zach Wolchuk in the studio with
us,
so he can cover for my blind spots. Francis Maioa is he's going to be a first-round pick at offensive tackle for Miami. That is a super talented team. And Malachi Toney, the Miami wide receiver, if Jeremiah Smith didn't exist, we'd all be talking about him. That is how good that kid is. But I do think Texas A&M is going to win.
Now, I saw a couple of bet lines that I thought were really intriguing. Who will be the conference of the college football playoff national champion?
Well, I mean, the SEC has five teams in it, but your top two teams are both from the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Three are top five because Oregon's the five seed.
Yeah.
So, but what if it was the Big 12?
I say Georgia.
What if it was the one Big 12 team?
Well, and see, Big 12, 7.5-1 on your money. SEC, 2.5-1 on your money. It is very much in favor of the Big Ten.
But if I'm looking for value,
yes, those are both good value.
I want the Big 12 because Texas Tech, people finally started to realize this the way that they dominated BYU in the second half of the Big 12 title game. That's what they've been all season.
Yeah.
And they did that twice to BYU, the same team. They always say it's hard to beat the same team twice. Well, Texas Tech made it look really easy with what they did to the Cougars. So they're going to get either James Madison or Oregon, and then they would either get Indiana or the winner of Oklahoma, Alabama after that. I don't know, man. I think Texas Tech is probably the most slept on team in this entire playoff because their offense, they do have red zone struggles, but they do have playmakers across the board. And that defense, man. It's a top five unit in the entire country. Like it's as good or it's close to as good as Ohio State or Indiana or Oklahoma or Georgia, any of those up there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Texas Tech is on that same level.
Now, you'll get a kick out of this then. The over-under for the winning seed of the College Football Playoff Championship is 3.5. So it's like cut off right at Texas Tech, essentially.
Yeah, well, look, last year, not your average 8 seed, but Ohio State was the 8 seed, and the team they played was Notre Dame, who was the 7 seed. Because last year, none of the teams that had a first-round bye won a game. All the 5 through 8 seed, all the home teams for the first round of the CFP won their home games.
Yeah.
Then they all won their second game, you know, after those other teams had, you know, about a month of rest.
Yeah.
So we'll see this year. I think especially because the seeding is different. It's not the conference champions that get the seeds. It's just the top four teams.
Yeah.
It's not going to be an Arizona State and a Boise State that have that bye. So I don't think it's going to be exactly the same this year. But 1 year of this, that's what we saw last year. So that's the only thing I have to go off of right now.
That does worry me a little bit when it comes to Texas Tech.
Really?
Yeah.
So we had Joey McGuire on Fan University earlier this year. You know, got to shout out my show. And I asked him, last year they were like 4-1 going into their bye week, and then they collapsed after that.
Right.
So I asked him, like, how do you kind of get over that? How do you get over that hump? Because, you know, that's something that you struggled with last year.
Yeah,
you have that momentum this year. How do you fix that? And, you know, he talked about how they learned from that, how what he learned as a coach from that. So I don't think the time off is going to affect them as much.
Well, the only thing, and he was on with G-Bag, last week?
Last week.
And we played parts of that back. It's going to be a month between the Big 12 champ.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, damn near 3 to 4 weeks. And so that's my only concern. And I think the college football is going to have to figure something out. You're right. They won't.
But the idea
that you're going to have a hot Oregon team. All right. And I say hot, but I mean, you're going to have an Oregon team coming off a win with some momentum, haven't played a game, and then going to Texas Tech. And I'm not saying Texas Tech isn't a good football team and haven't paid a gazillion dollars and they've spent the money the right way. But I'm telling you, man, Mo, can't discount it. And Oregon's been there. And I'm a Dan Lanning guy. I like our boy Joey McGuire, but that would be my biggest concern. And let's be honest. I mean, they played nobody in their non-conference, and the Big 12 was just okay this year.
And they beat the crap out of everyone. That's why I think they're on such a higher level.
Fair.
And look, Oregon, when they played Indiana at home, they lost by 10.
Yeah.
So it's because Oregon's best win is USC.
Of course, they turned them over, what, two or three times that game, too, though?
Indiana did?
Yeah.
But that's what good teams do.
Well, and you're not wrong about that. You're not wrong about that. So, no, I just, that's my only, look, being a Big 12 guy, that is my only concern, is that the conference hasn't been great this year. They're kind of, look, Texas Tech's kind of in the same ballpark or conversation right now as Texas A&M. Right, it's like, yes, you won a lot of games, but we still have questions because, you know, who's your marquee win? BYU, you beat
Notre Dame.
You know, right? And then you beat a quarterback that wears number 47 and probably shouldn't have been there in the first place because your other quarterback was getting some booty.
I understand.
He was, and he's in the playoffs.
And he's in the playoffs. I
understand.
That's what booty gets you, the playoffs.
Huh.
Think about that.
Let's save that just in case. Texas Tech, Texas A&M, the rooting interest there. I also find myself outside of A&M rooting for Indiana. Just because of the thought process
and the
wildness of your national champion is Indiana, thus really cementing the greatest turnaround in the history of college football.
Just looking at the bracket and picking it myself, if OU is to win on Friday, they would play Indiana in the second round. And in my heart of hearts, I want to pick OU to upset the number one team and
tough, though.
You know, go on. And because if they do that, I'm like, oh, they're going to win the whole damn thing. But when I look at the bracket and everything, it just really seems like we're barreling towards an Ohio State Indiana rematch.
But before that, how much would you want to see Indiana Texas Tech?
That would be awesome, too.
Yeah.
I mean, two upstarts, doing it in somewhat different ways, right? Like, Texas Tech has been very brazen about how they spent the money. And, look, they spent their money the right way because they're winning, and they're winning big. And then, you know, Indiana, they spend money, too. All programs do now, but not to the same level as Texas Tech. They don't have a Cody Campbell who's, you know, bankrolling a lot of the payroll. But they just do it, it seems like, in such a Midwest, old-fashioned, just hard-nosed football kind of way that, yeah, it would be a basketball national championship game in the football national championship if that's how that ends up.
Would college football want that, though?
No.
No, I don't think so.
You know?
They want Ohio State, Georgia is what they probably want.
We get excited about Indiana, Texas Tech. But I don't know that the general public would be excited about that.
You don't care about that.
I've always said, look, it's a big ruse. Like, TV ratings are interesting and they're good to know, but you should not care what a game gets rated. That does nothing to affect you, right? Mm-hmm. That affects Fox, that affects CBS, that affects ESPN.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with us. They're just numbers to us. It should be about, you know, how you watch the game, how you take it in. And if it's a great game, who cares if 10 million people watched it versus 20?
No, you're not wrong about that.
Yeah, that's one of those soapboxes I will always stand on.
I appreciate that.
That might be a good way to think about tonight. Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. It is the first Xbox Bowl.
Yeah.
Missouri State against Arkansas State. Are you going to this game?
I will be there.
Stupid question.
I will be there. In this one,
Arkansas State favored by 1.5.
So because the spread is close, this is Missouri State's. This is their first season as a member of the FBS. They play in Conference USA, I believe. This is their first ever bowl game. They kind of, because there were not enough teams to fill bowl games, they got in because, you know, first year FBS teams are not allowed to be in bowl games yet unless there's some, you know, outside circumstances. And look, Delaware won their first bowl game last night. I'm going to say Missouri State gets their first bowl win tonight.
Can you tell me Missouri State's mascot?
They're the Bears, right?
Can you tell me Arkansas State's mascot?
The Red Wolves.
There you go. Yeah. And that's why Carter Freeman knows everything about college football. Now, Carter Freeman, is there anything else that you would like to tell us college football related or not?
Well, this Saturday, Fan University, we've got, you know, we'll have the OU Alabama game already done. So we'll have that to recap. We will have the full day of the CFP to talk about. Obviously, we will talk about the Xbox Bowl as well and any other bowl games that may happen, but that will be my last Fan University for the foreseeable future because next Wednesday is my last day at the Fan. So it's true, Wolchuk. It is true. So wanted to you know, just thank the Tolos, thank everyone who's listened and you know, put me in the spot. I never thought I'd be here talking ball with you guys, but you guys have lifted me up, you especially, Fred, and lifted me up and helped me into the spot. So yeah, the Saturday, Fan University, 9 to noon, and then I'll be on with KNC next Tuesday. But then, it'll be curtains for me.
Because you're starting in OnlyFans, that's correct? Isn't that
it's
what I heard?
Mostly feet.
You aren't supposed to get that out yet. It's supposed to be a secret.
We want to tease a little bit.
You're going
to
be my first subscriber.
Well, Well, I know Blake will be.
Oh, could we call it from only fan? Never mind. Never mind.
Only if we get Kib Analytics on him.
Okay.
Carter Feetman.
Oh!
Can't do much better than that.
That is the best one. That is the most worthy walk into the office to say one thing ever. Thank you very much.
He's not 12 anymore. Remember
Carter,
that. That's he's not
right.
12 anymore.
I will never forget
that. That's a fact.
Thank you very much for today. Thank you for all of it. We appreciate it very much, good sir.
Thank you guys, too.
With a KNC masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 Through the Fan. KNC masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Want to remind everybody, tomorrow we're going to be at Taco Bueno, 4500 Long Prairie Road in Flower Mound. While we're out there, we're going to be giving away tickets to the Texas High School Football State Championship games. And today is the final full day to jump on social media of Taco Bueno, enter to win a pair of Cowboys Chargers tickets. So a lot of fun stuff happening with Taco Bueno right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
Man, I'm doing super well. I'm very glad that Fred fired up the state championship games. I know it was already going at least yesterday, and it's going to go today, trickle into tomorrow, and then Saturday. I feel like the main event is actually at 3 o'clock with Galena Park North Shore against Duncanville.
That's, again?
Whoa.
Yeah.
For the sixth time
in what,
the last
8 years.
8 years.
Wow.
Those two teams are playing. But it's super fun. You obviously have been holding it down for high school football.
I'm geeked.
I did that for a really long time. It is a fun atmosphere. Have any of the rest of you guys ever been out there, or are you interested in the state championship vibe?
I'm really not that interested unless a friend of mine has gone to one of those schools and
okay.
he's fired up.
Gotcha.
Then I'll kind of get in on it. But once Sunnyvale was out, you know, I was just
you're done.
On to high school
Sunnyvale
basketball
was in,
season.
Do you think you would catch the fever?
Oh, yeah. We'd go down
Raiders,
there. Yeah,
right?
we'd definitely go over there. Yeah. Yeah,
Heggie, it's a blast.
Heggy, I just see that Munster won the state
yes.
title here.
Yeah, they did.
I got thrown
Hornets.
In jail in Munster one
hey!
Time.
Okay.
Big fan of the cheese.
First of all, they defeated the
Shiner.
Previously undefeated Shiner, but more important, well, not more importantly, also of importance, why did you get thrown in jail in Munster?
We were disturbing the peace, minor possession, and we were at a Dairy Queen there in Munster, and we were kind of causing
Dairy
some problems,
Queen.
And we had to go to court a few weeks later to go back for
did
the
you have to stay overnight in the jail or anything?
No, got out of the jail and had to go back to court. I pleaded the Fifth Amendment to protect my rights because me and a buddy were getting charged for the same thing.
I saw it on Matlock once.
and they separated us and his case got dismissed.
Mm.
And then so when they brought me back in, they dismissed my case, too.
Nice.
We had drank all the beer. There wasn't anything
right.
left. There wasn't any possession.
You didn't have any Blue Dolphin on you or anything?
No Blue Dolphin.
That, you didn't have your backpack that you take skiing?
No, none of that. It was all consumption of alcohol. This is a town where everybody in that town drinks Miller Lite.
Oh.
We were playing quarters with some people one time in this town. And we tried to pour Coors Light in the glass.
Oh.
You thought there was a national revolt. These people came after us. Munster known for duck hunting, though. Some really good duck hunting in that town, by the way.
It's about 1,500 people who live there.
Yeah.
What about y'all nosebleed folks?
Yeah, me and Walchuk had a great experience, didn't we?
Oh, we got to do Friday Night Stars back.
Oh, no, I was talking about jail.
Oh, jail! Oh, well, I didn't think
I got thrown in jail in Denton.
Dude, we weren't supposed to make that public.
I know. My mom's listening.
Yeah.
Does she not know about that?
Nobody knows about that until now. That was a one-time thing that I thought we got away with.
Was it Denton?
What did you guys do?
Yeah, it was
do?
In Denton. Where else would it have been?
I got thrown in jail in Denton. Not a bad jail.
They were nice, but yeah, it was something that I chose.
Minor possession again?
I'll just say this. We didn't assert dominance quickly.
Tailgating at a UNT game, probably? A little something like that.
Fry Street got the best of us.
No,
you know?
But seriously, the
trying to hit somebody.
Yeah,
the
well.
State championship. One of the many. Was it the first installment of Duncanville?
It was
versus?
First Duncanville North Shore.
Yeah,
and it was the Hail Mary that North Shore won in the walk off. We were like on the air doing the post game show, and it was crazy. Longview won that year with Haynes King, and the whole city of Longview was out there. Highland Park won with Chandler Morris. It was awesome. I mean, those are amazing events at AT&T Stadium. So I was able to go and cover that for several years.
And being on the sidelines for that, dude, especially when you're at that.
that top, like the 5A, the 6A.
Absolutely.
Like you're talking about real big time monster beasts moving at great speed.
Yes.
And you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe these are high school kids, man.
2007, I got booed at the old Cowboys Stadium because Plano was playing Euless Trinity.
State semifinal.
And in our versus column, I said that I thought Trinity was going to win. I had no idea like who's reading this or watching our videos. I'm walking down and people are like, boo, you're on the wrong side of the field. It tripped me out. I believe it.
That's a heartbreaker.
That
Hocko
will do
was.
It to you, though, man.
I know.
That's double overtime loss. Ryan McDuff missing the 40-yard field goal.
That is the best Plano team in
We should have won state that year.
Sometime.
Yeah. It's a heartbreaker.
Absolutely. All right. And you? Are you geeked up for it? Or are you
going
to go out there?
Yeah, no, we're going out there because, look, you got a whole set. I mean, Saturday's by far the best, and no disrespect to all the other smaller schools, but you've got Richmond Randall. I mean, it's very Houston DFW square off Saturday, right? So you got Richmond Randall and South Oak Cliff to start things off Saturday. That's a rematch from last year. We already mentioned the aforementioned North Shore and Duncanville, which, by the way, I bet you money right now, and I'm just going off of what I read, Samples retires if Duncanville beats if Duncanville wins.
Yeah, I heard that with Doney this morning.
Yes. What's that?
Doney this morning with Sean and RJ was saying.
We'll just see. And then the game I'm geeked about, not taking nothing away from North Shore Duncanville, is going to be that DeSoto game at Saturday night, 7 o'clock, against C.E. King. Yeah, C.E. King making their first time ever, and of course, our boy Claude's trying to win his 4-state title.
Who are you rooting for?
The best team. Because here's the thing, I've talked to a lot of these coaches. And look, you guys have all done this.
Talked to a lot of coaches.
When you talk to the coaches,
it's the coaches.
They love you up. They tell
Which
you nice things.
Which one of the coaches is a little bit more nicer to you than the other coaches?
You know what?
One of them, Josh Hartage, right?
I'll be honest.
Was that finger up the...
No. I'll be honest, every coach I've talked to, never had any issues with.
Okay.
Now,
thanks, Pollyanna.
Hey. Now, knowing there you, are that coaches that have been, now,
the
I will
mythical,
say this.
Mythical high school.
The mythical high school show. That's exactly right. Now, I have been big time by a couple coaches, all right? Coach Dodge. And
I can see that.
Big time.
Took the L, you think?
Well, that's right.
Not that one, the older one.
The one at Lovejoy.
Oh,
the
old frustrated.
Old Dodge. I'll tell you what, he talks like an old Dodge. And then who's the other guy? Old dude in Permian. Bro, this ain't Friday Night Lights, okay? Wow. This ain't Friday Night Lights. It was 20 years ago. Come talk to me. Big time me.
It's embarrassing.
Big time me. Wouldn't return my calls.
Disrespectful.
Totally.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always. Hagee, thanks for asking. It is a Thursday Jake Ferguson show at 5:15.
Nice. Love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. Fred, thank you for jumping on with us. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Come back with us tomorrow, and we'll be at Taco Bueno in Flower Mound, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say, feast me, Kevin.
Feast me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.